Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are right in the middle of National Farmers Market Week, and hopefully you've celebrated by visiting a farmers market in Cass County this week. If not, you have a couple opportunities left. Produce in the Park will be this Thursday evening, and the Atlantic Farmers Market is this Saturday morning. Visit one of our local farmers markets and find a variety of fresh produce, baked goods, and more to complement your meal planning this summer. Our Cass County Master Gardeners will be celebrating this week at Produce in the Park from 4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow night, Thursday evening, in the Atlantic City Park. They will be the featured chefs for the evening, and they will be sampling a variety of items, demonstrating how to use the zucchini from A to Z. If you have quite a bit of zucchini in your garden or love to purchase fresh zucchini, you want to be sure to stop by the Master Gardener's booth at Produce in the Park to learn a variety of ways that fresh zucchini can be used in cooking, baking, and more. Also coming up in August, want to invite youth who have completed grades 3 through 5 or going into grades 4 through 6 to join us on Monday, August 20th, right before school starts up, for Robot Mania Camp. Join us to learn all about robots and programming as we spend the day hands-on with a variety of robotic components and learn how to translate a plan into a program for robots to do work for us. This Robot Mania Camp will be held on Monday, August 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. There is no cost to attend. However, you do need to bring your own sack lunch for that day camp. You are required to pre-register in order to attend the camp. You can find that form on our Cass County Extension website or stop by the Extension office or give us a call to get your youth signed up for that Robot Mania STEM camp coming up on Monday, August 20th. Registration for that camp is due by August 15th in order to save your spot, so be sure and get signed up for that camp today. And finally, as we head back to school here in late August, our Human Sciences Extension and Outreach Specialist have some tips to make the transition easier. As our children and parents get ready for back to school time, we often think of those tasks that we have to check off a list, such as buying school supplies, getting registered for school activities, and arranging for transportation. But another necessary item on back to school planning is open communication to help ease everyone's first day nerves and get that transition back into the school schedule, make sure it is a smooth one. All this, according to Barbara Dunn Swanson, who is a human sciences specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach. According to Dunn Swanson, all children will not react the same way to the beginning of the new school year, so make sure you set aside some time to talk with your child about the upcoming school year. Children may be going through many transitions, whether it's just transitioning from a summer schedule to a school schedule, or adapting to a new classroom, or even a new school building, or new schedule for the year. Parents should ask children what excites them about the beginning of the school year and what they might be curious or worried about. If your child is anxious or has questions, acknowledge those feelings. Remind your child that you're available to talk through any situations they may be worried about, and the time you spend communicating with them will help to alleviate the fears for both of you. Some additional suggestions for easing that transition. Remind your children that you care for them and are proud of the many new things they are learning and accomplishing as they transition to a new year of school. Try to find some alone time with each child, if you have more than one child, to explore the day's happenings and how they are adjusting to school once the school schedule starts back up. You can take advantage of family meal times to offer opportunities to explore the school day together and reflect on the things the child is experiencing. You can talk about your expectations, but you should also offer support and guidance. You want to let your child know that you are open to solving problems together, and they are not alone in figuring out some of the challenges they may be facing with these transitions. You can also have them chat with an older sibling to provide support or ease the fears about transitioning to new schools. And finally, you want to establish a good relationship with your child's teacher so that when you have concerns, you can check in with your teacher to get a wider perspective. Keep in mind that a new school year brings opportunities to participate in many activities, and you want to be aware that overscheduling can increase stress for children and parents. As a family, you need to make decisions about after-school activities that are meaningful to your children and that make good sense with the time you have available. Make sure and build in time for homework, after-school activities, family mealtime, and social time to keep your children well-balanced throughout the school year. If you follow these tips, communicate, and plan together, the new school year can be a year of success, and you can get off on the right foot during this time of transition. For more information and resources on parenting, visit the Science of Parenting website to explore more connections between school and home. You can also check out the Dare to Excel newsletter series that helps parents focus on creating a home environment that promotes learning through developing routines, setting limits, communicating, encouraging healthy routines, setting limits for positive use of technology, and involvement in school activities. Science of Parenting is a website available through the ISU Extension Network. You can log on to the ISU website and search Science of Parenting to find that resource, as well as many others on parenting. Of course, for information on upcoming programs right here in Cass County, you can visit our Cass County Extension website, follow us on Facebook, call us 712-243-1132, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. We'll talk to you next week. Till then, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.